A studio full of people already. Claire Packer, Dominic Lukesh is here. Also, we've got Debbie here, we've got Thordis here, and we're going to talk all about Christmas shopping, and we'll do that right after we've heard this from Andy Williams. Can you recognise the advert from this? We'll ask Claire in 3 minutes' time. That's Andy Williams. And what's the advert from, Debbie?
That's Marks and Spencer's.
How about that? So nobody else knew about that. But, so it just shows how much TV you watch. Now, many of us have already done our Christmas shopping, but did you buy online or in the City of Norwich? Which is the better shopping experience? To discuss the merits of each is Claire Packer, Head of Marketing at Visit Norwich, and our resident techie expert, Dominic Lukesh. If we can't work it out, you can just have a fight in the car park afterwards, if that's okay. But Dominic, have you finished? If you're a guy, have you finished all your Christmas shopping?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the thing is, I sort of live in two different countries, so for me, the situation's slightly different. So, by and large, yes, yeah.
All right. And Claire, how are you with your Christmas shopping?
Absolutely. All finished. Did all my shopping in Norwich this year. All wrapped under the tree, ready to go.
Fantastic. Did you buy anything at all online?
I did, actually. I will admit that I did buy a small percentage of my Christmas prezzies online. They were actually to be sent overseas, so they were bought on a leading UK website that ships to the US. So.
Ah, okay, good stuff. And Thordis, you all wrapped and done, referring for this Christmas time?
Not quite. There are some kind of... Well, a couple of crafty things, you know, hand crafty things. I haven't quite finished yet. Never mind. I do like to make things, so.
Right, OK. I tell you what, Claire, the city has been absolutely heaving. I was there last Thursday for late night shopping. So I would imagine we're somewhere near record-breaking levels around Norwich this year.
That's right, Tim. Norwich is such a fantastic place to shop. We all know that, you know, it's got such a great mix of high street shops alongside the quirky and charming independent shops of the lanes. We have shopping malls. We have great shopping areas such as Anglia Square, quirky areas such as Elm Hill, Timber Hill. The choice is endless, really. So it's no doubt, and it's that shopping in Norwich is the best place to be this Christmas.
You mentioned Anglia Square, and just because you did, I'll talk about what happened on Saturday. We had a bit of a Future Radio roadshow down there, and lots of listeners came along, and they could win a guitar set, electric guitar set, and all the people that entered the competition went into a draw. And Dan Nyman, who's head of production, he's just given me a biscuit tin, now full of sweets, with all the names in it, and we're going to pick it out about 12:30. So all the people down at Anglia Square, thank you for coming in there, and listen out at 12:30, because we'll let you know if you won or not. There may also be a runners-up prize as well, but we shall see on that. We're still deciding on that one. Dominic, did you buy anything in the city for Christmas?
Well, funnily enough, I went to the Saturday thing, but I got there late.
The Saturday thing? What's that?
I popped into the 99p shop and I bought a little Christmas tree and for 99 pence, which, you know, made me very happy and sort of in the right mood and everything. And then I parked my bike right next to the city hall, and I left my panniers bag on, and the tree was sticking out of it, and I walked around the city for about 2 hours, and nobody nicked it. So I think that sort of filled me with Christmas cheer. I mean, you have to see the tree first. I'm going to understand part of the reason, but I was quite happy with that. And, you know, I agree with Claire. Norwich is a great city. For me, it's a great city to watch other people shop because, you know, I kind of walk around, I can enjoy the atmosphere, and then I go home and log on the internet and I buy my stuff over there.
Well, I don't know. Is that very, very fair? Because, really, if you can come in, try it before you buy around the shops in Norwich, then go back and buy on the internet cheaper, isn't that going to affect the businesses in Norwich?
It's kind of like getting your shots, you know, your inoculations, because the best way is if everybody else gets the shots and you don't, because then you have all the benefit and none of the risk. So it's the same thing with internet shopping. You know, the best thing is that if you're the only person who knows the secret of walking around the shops, trying things, you know, in your hands and then going online and getting them cheaper, then you're benefit. But of course, everybody starts doing it, then we're going to be in trouble because the high street will just going to be deserted. So I understand the dilemma there, but then still find it difficult not to do that.
I guess though, Claire, that the internet has brought prices down a little bit in the high street. Not not necessarily just in Norwich, but around. The competition may have helped in that respect.
That's right. And certainly shops and particularly department stores are doing everything possible to woo in shoppers, put on special promotions. And if we think about electrical items, certainly in store, there are several opportunities to try and bargain. Electrical retailers might throw in something into the pot to try and get you to buy that TV from them in store rather than online to make up for perhaps a price difference.
Also, if you've been you buy online, you don't know for sure, in many cases, if it's 100% legal, it's kosher, it's going to be working when it comes through the door. If you buy a gift for somebody and it doesn't work, you can take it back to anywhere in the city, whereas you to send it back to somewhere you bought online could be difficult, particularly if you've gone down the eBay route.
Well, eBay is, but that's a different matter. It's just like buying, you know, at a Sunday flea market. I mean, it's always the same. You know, that's kind of that's the parallel. But what I found with electronics, for instance, sometimes I actually go and buy it online from the same retailer that I looked at it. And I bought my last laptop at Curry's. I looked at it, you know, in their store, and then I went online, and it so happened that the best online deal was from Curry's anyway, so I bought it from them, and then. There was something wrong with the fan last month, so I had to take it in. And I took it. I was able to take it into the store, but they had to ship it off anyway. So it would have made no. It still took over, you know, almost 10 days. So it would have made no difference whether I bought it online or offline, because they offered, you know, for me to have it picked up anyway. But I just elected to go to the store because I didn't want to have to wait at home. But you know, I mean, so some of the benefits of particularly with electronics. You know, I think the little knickknacks and clothes are different, but with electronics, I think there's less and less of an incentive to have to buy it in a high street store, unless you sort of, you know, it's a quick impulse purchase. But pretty much everything else, I think it buying it online from reputable e-tailer, you know, you're not going to have that much of a problem.
But it's still not as convenient. If you buy something, say, from Amazon, mm-hmm. and you buy a book, and it turns out they've already got that book, you've still got to print off the sticky label, send it back, get the refund done. Whereas if you had that book and you bought it, say, in the city from Borders or Waterstones or Gerald's, you could take it there, can't you? And you can get it back there and then. I guess it's easier, isn't it, Claire, to do that?
Absolutely. And, of course, by shopping in the city centre, you really, particularly at this time of the year, get in the mood for all the festive atmosphere. Shopping, of course, let's not forget, is a social activity for many, many people. You can go shopping with your family, with friends, have lunch out, treat yourself to a gingerbread latte, maybe. But definitely a more convenient way to shop. One area that we haven't talked about is guaranteed delivery. You want to ensure that your Christmas present arrives in time for Christmas. Will that happen if you buy online? I don't know. There's always a worry it will not turn up.
I'm still waiting for one or two bits and pieces. My wife has bought me for Christmas this year. She bought me, I wanted a particular chair for my office. So she's bought me this chair, and it's supposed to be a surprise, but I get up, I go downstairs with the dog, out the front door, and there's a damn great big box there. And it's just Viking Direct on it. So there's no doubt where it's come from. And she couldn't even lift it into the house. So that kind of thing is it that can come in. It can spoil the surprise somewhat. But on the other side of the street, I'm not being biased towards Claire here, Dominic. But on the other side, when I went into the city a week or so back, it was so crowded. The service I got in the shops was kind of grating on me. There's a guy, one electrical retailer. I'm not a snob, but he couldn't say, "We don't want that, dear mate." I'm thinking, well, pardon? Don't talk to me like that. And also, there's so many people around trying to stop you for, want to get your names and addresses and all prize draws. And there's people, we referred to them earlier as chuggers in the breakfast show, charity muggers, where the guy says four or five people, like the England front row, to get round. So all those kind of things can be irritating. And also, you get into a shop and there's a queue, and you go into a shop and you get a blast of hot air and there's a queue out the door. You think, oh, for goodness sake, I'll just go home, and you can't park. So all those kind of things are the negatives, but at least you get what you want when you get there.
That's right. I was in the city shopping yesterday, and it was great. It was a really cold, crisp winter's day, lots of atmosphere. All the shops were open, including Norwich Market. In fact, yesterday, I don't know if anybody did go into the city, but it was the annual ice sculpture trail. Absolutely fantastic. A trail through the city of 11 striking ice sculptures. Beautiful, really sort of timeless, and a breath of fresh air from all that Christmas shopping. But certainly my vote is for twinkling lights, watching people on the ice rink, having a coffee, meeting up with friends. Fantastic. It doesn't get much better than
this. But just imagine how much more you would enjoy exactly that if you had already done all your shopping on the internet. And all you have to do in the city is just walk and walk around and look at the ice sculptures. You see, I've been in shops many times, and I wanted to buy something, and then I just look at the queue at the till. Sometimes it's nice browsing around the shop, you know, you can do all of that, and then you look at the queue at the till and say, okay, well, I'm just going to go and buy it online. It's happened to me more often than not, but I do tend to buy electronics and things like that, you know, so I'm not necessarily typical purchaser, so I'm sure there are lots of things that just doesn't make any sense at all to buy online.
Well, you can let us know what you think out there. Go via the website futureradio.co.uk. Tell us, do you buy online or do you buy in the city? Or send us a text, the word future, then your message to 666, the word future, then your message to 666, or give us a call 455-250 or via an email, studio@futureradio.co.uk. Stop for some music now. Come back to talk some more in a little while with Claire Packer and Dominic Lukesh. But Dominic's brought in a couple of tracks here. You can have a choice here. You can have the eBay song or the eShop Shuffle. Which one's better, Dominic?
I don't know which one's better, but I know Debbie already put in her vote for the eBay Shuffle, for the eBay song by Weird Al Yankovic. So go for that.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah, that's the eBay song. I'm not sure it's going to do well on the downloads, though, is it? Or is it already?
It's doing great. I mean, it's just Weird Al Yankovic, who's a massive star in the US, not quite as well understood here in the UK, but he does all these parody songs. So,
what did you make of that song, Claire? Was that something you'll be downloading?
Definitely a quirky song.
Now, we were talking off air just then about the pros and cons more of shopping, so that's what we're doing today. Should we buy online, on the internet, or in the city of Norwich? One of the things is, of course, that when you buy online, quite often you have to pay quite a bit of postage. You think, oh, that's cheap, I bought that for 25p. Again, off eBay, for example, or even £1.99 off Amazon or wherever, and suddenly, yes, it's £3.50 for the postage.
Yeah, you just have to take that into account. I mean,
I qualified for free postage off Amazon a while back, and because I didn't click the extra couple of buttons, I finished up paying about £4 in postage because I didn't click on the free delivery that comes by pack mule that takes about a week and a half.
Well, I would say that is your own fault.
Could be right.
You could have driven into Norwich or used Norwich Park and Ride for the price of that postage.
How much of an issue is it, though, with the parking at the moment, Claire? Is it difficult to get everybody into the city? Because I'm hearing more and more reports now whether it's there's only like one parking space left at Chapelfield, and of course everyone's kind of cramming in there and getting more and more stressed by the time they actually get into the shops.
Well, there's no doubt that Norwich is very, very busy at the moment, but bearing in mind that Norwich has one of the best park and ride systems in the whole of the UK, I certainly would like to encourage all those shoppers out there to really take advantage of such great facilities. In fact, Park and Ride also offers a shop and go service whereby you can drop your shopping bags off at a location, actually several locations throughout the city, and they will transport your shopping back to your dedicated park and ride service. Safely.
Because there's two things you can't buy this year. One is the Wii, which you can't buy anywhere. Lots of people are buying one from Germany. In fact, my daughter saved up and got one a month or so back, but she had to buy it from Germany because it just weren't around anywhere. So the Wii is one. But does anyone know the other game that nobody can get this Christmas?
Dominoes.
Whoa, Debbie, well done. Yeah, how did you know that?
Secret domino player.
All right. Yeah, dominoes. Apparently it's a sexy game to play now because yeah. David Beckham's and different Robbie Williams, they're all playing dominoes.
And they do think a certain drinks advert has also caught up on the craze, don't they?
Right.
And increased it.
Guinness, was it? That's the one, yes. Yeah. It was mentioned, Marks and Spencer's.
I don't know if we're allowed to say
that. Yeah, yes. I don't know that one, the Guinness advert. Yeah. We advertised eBay for 3 minutes on that tune. Perhaps they'll pay us. So maybe they won't. Let's buy it now. Thing is, I went to buy something online, and I was just about to click buy it, and then I noticed the small print. It said, may not reach you by the 25th of December. Mm. So at least if you go into Norwich and buy something, you know that it's going to be there.
That's true. But that's actually a nice feature, because a few years ago when you bought online, particularly around Christmas, it was much of, more of a crapshoot. But now when you have a guaranteed delivery, it usually shows up on time. I mean, you may have to pay more for it, but again, you know, if you're running up to Christmas and you know you've put it off, then that's kind of what you have to pay for. And you know, if you left it all too late, then you're going to have to go and go into the city and do shopping with the queues and everything. But also, you're going to get the ice sculptures and and all sorts of fun things. So,
Dominic, you're a well-traveled person.
Yes, I am.
So, I mean, how does Norwich compare with other shopping centres around the UK and around the world?
I have no idea.
Ask a man a question.
Yeah, well, for instance, I was in Prague just last week, and it was just the same. I mean, just crowds of people, you know, every available flat space filled with some sort of a stall selling knickknacks and little things for Christmas. You know, I mean, so it's... for instance, Prague, it's kind of the same thing, except there's more of it. Other places, it's just probably going to be the same. But I've never done the conventional sort of big shopping, so I can't compare conveniences like park and rides and things like that. So I'd say on the surface of it, it looks just like any other city. I'm sure Claire knows all the selling points that's going to make it, may make it more attractive for a family of four or something when they go on a Saturday.
You were given instructions to bring me back a present, so I'll find that is in a minute. But Claire, if we could just come back on a slightly more serious point, I see the ice rink is being reopened, I think, today after it was spoilt by vandals over the weekend. They put salt on it, was it, and grit?
That's right, that's what I understand, which is so disappointing. The ice rink is really, a firm favourite and very much part of the Christmas offer for the city. Really pleased to see that it has reopened. My office actually overlooks the ice rink, and, you know, I see hundreds of people every week enjoying their fantastic skating experience. So I hope that will continue and the vandals will stay away.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Quite often it's just kids just in there at some point, but presumably there's CCTV around, and these days those things can... be sorted out. So you're all shopped and done for Christmas.
I am.
And
yes.
Sometimes I think it's a bit of a shame when in the shops they've got the January sales stuff up by Christmas Eve. I think, oh no, let's keep Christmas special. Because everyone shops and shops and shops before Christmas. And then Boxing Day, everyone's out there as if they've never been out at the house, like they've been let out of jail, and everyone's queuing up to buy stuff very, very cheap. So, Dominic, what did you buy me?
Well, you'd be surprised. I actually did remember.
Did you?
Something, but I remembered you on the way to the airport in Prague, but I did not remember you this morning on the way to the studio. So I bought you this little ugly sort of straw doll. I mean, I thought it was ugly, but you'll probably, it's kind of a nice little knickknack. But, it's like folklore and local and everything. So I'll next time I'll see you, I'll make sure to bring it. But I just clean forgot this morning when I was walking into the studio, getting my bike ready for the studio.
Well, as I expected, no one's won this debate, because there's pros and cons for both buying in the lovely city of Norwich and also online as well. Claire, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And I look forward to seeing you in a few weeks' time.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
That's Nash and Dominic Lukesh and Claire Packer from Visit Norwich on Future Radio.